Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Everything is Predictable, How Bayesian Statistics Explain Our World, by Tom Shivers is a popular science and mathematics book about Bayes' theorem and its influence on modern reasoning. Shivers presents Bayesian statistics as more than a technical branch of probability. The book treats it as a general method for updating beliefs when new evidence arrives, whether the subject is medical diagnosis, artificial intelligence, political disagreement, consumer behavior, or everyday judgment, written for non-specialists as well as readers interested in data science and rational decision-making. It explains why uncertainty is not a failure of knowledge, but a condition that can be handled systematically. The title is deliberately provocative. The book does not claim that the future is perfectly knowable, but argues that prediction improves when people combine prior information with evidence in a disciplined way. Its purpose is to make Bayesian reasoning intelligible, relevant, and historically important without reducing it to formula worship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Bayesian updating as a disciplined way to revise beliefs. The central idea of the book is that Bayes' theorem gives a formal structure to a familiar mental act, changing one view when new information appears. Shivers explains the movement from a prior probability to a posterior probability, emphasizing that evidence does not operate in isolation. Its meaning depends partly on what was already plausible before the evidence arrived. This matters because people often treat facts as if they should have identical force for everyone, when in practice, different starting assumptions can lead to different interpretations. Bayesian reasoning does not make every prior equally good, but it clarifies the role that priors play and makes belief revision more transparent. The method is especially useful in uncertain environments where binary conclusions are misleading. Instead of asking whether something is simply true or false, the Bayesian approach asks how strongly the available evidence should shift confidence. Shivers uses this framework to show why rational judgment is often incremental rather than dramatic. The book, therefore, presents probability not as a narrow calculation for gamblers or statisticians, but as a language for measured belief. Secondly, why prior probabilities change the meaning of evidence. A recurring practical lesson in the book is that evidence can be badly misunderstood when base rates are ignored. Medical testing is a clear example. A test may be highly accurate in one technical sense, yet a positive result can still be less conclusive if the condition is rare in the tested population. Bayesian thinking forces the interpreter to combine the reliability of the test with the prior probability of the condition. This is not an abstract statistical nicety. It changes real decisions about diagnosis, risk, suspicion, and resource allocation. Shivers uses such examples to explain why many errors of judgment arise from paying attention to vivid new evidence while neglecting background likelihoods. The same logic applies beyond medicine. A surprising news story, an accusation, a pattern in data, or a political claim should not be evaluated only by emotional impact or apparent strength. It should be weighed against what was already known about the situation. By foregrounding priors, the book makes uncertainty more concrete and shows how better predictions often begin with better background assumptions. Thirdly, Bayesian statistics as a rival and complement to frequentist methods, Shivers situates Bayesian statistics within a longer debate about how probability should be interpreted. Frequentist methods often ask how likely the observed data would be if a given hypothesis were true. Bayesian methods instead focus on how likely a hypothesis is in light of the data and prior assumptions. This distinction explains why Bayesian approaches can feel more aligned with ordinary decision-making. People usually want to know whether a diagnosis is plausible, whether a model should be trusted, or whether a claim deserves more confidence, not merely whether a data pattern would be unusual under a null hypothesis. The book does not need to portray frequentist statistics as useless in order to defend Bayesian reasoning. Rather, it shows that the two approaches answer different questions, and that confusion often arises when one answer is treated as if it were the other. This discussion helps readers understand why p-values can be misread and why Bayesian models have become attractive in fields that need direct probability estimates, iterative learning, and decisions under incomplete information. Fourthly, the Bayesian logic behind artificial intelligence and prediction systems. One reason the book feels contemporary is its connection between Bayesian inference and technologies that shape daily life. Shivers discusses how prediction systems, from spam filters to recommendation engines and machine learning models, rely on the broad principle of updating estimates as data accumulates. The specific mathematics can vary, and not every modern AI system is purely Bayesian in a narrow technical sense, but the underlying logic is familiar. Start with a model of what is likely. Compare it with incoming evidence and adjust future predictions. This makes Bayesian reasoning a useful lens for understanding why data-driven systems can improve with feedback. It also clarifies why prediction is always conditional, An algorithm does not discover certainty. It changes its estimates according to observed patterns and the structure built into the model. By connecting Bayes' theorem to AI, Chivers shows that an 18th century insight remains relevant in the age of large-scale computation. The book stands out by linking a historical mathematical idea to current debates about automation, intelligence, and probabilistic judgment. Lastly, The Limits of Predictability Under Uncertainty and Complex Choice. Although the title suggests sweeping confidence, the book is best read as an argument for probabilistic predictability rather than absolute foresight. Bayesian reasoning improves judgment when there are usable priors, relevant evidence, and a model that captures enough of the situation. It does not eliminate uncertainty, guarantee accurate forecasts, or solve every strategic problem. Complex social events, rare shocks, and adversarial situations can be difficult because the available past data may be thin, misleading, or structurally different from the future. Chivers is interested in the power of Bayes, but the broader discussion around the book also points to the need for humility about prediction. The value of Bayesian thinking is not that it makes every outcome knowable, but that it disciplines how people express and revise uncertainty. This distinction is important because overconfidence can masquerade as statistical sophistication. The most useful Bayesian habit is not claiming certainty, but assigning degrees of confidence, noticing what would change those degrees, and remaining alert to model failure. In that sense, the book treats prediction as a craft of continual correction. In conclusion, Everything is Predictable is well-suited to readers who want an accessible but intellectually serious introduction to Bayesian reasoning. It will appeal to general science readers, journalists, policy analysts, data professionals, students, and anyone who wants to understand why probability has become central to modern decision-making. The practical benefit is a clearer way to think about evidence, begin with plausible background knowledge, update in proportion to new information, and avoid treating uncertainty as either ignorance or weakness. The intellectual benefit is broader. Chivers connects a mathematical theorem to debates about rationality, medicine, political belief, artificial intelligence, and the nature of perception, showing how one framework can illuminate many domains without requiring the reader to become a statistician. Compared with more technical Bayesian textbooks, the book stands out for its narrative reach and cultural framing. Compared with earlier histories of Bayesian statistics, it places greater emphasis on present-day relevance, especially machine learning and everyday judgment. Its strongest contribution is not a complete technical education, but a persuasive map of why Bayesian thinking matters now. Readers seeking formulas and advanced modeling detail may need supplementary sources, but readers seeking conceptual clarity and real-world significance will find it a useful guide. If you would like to support Tom Chivers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.